Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing Chapter 3, Karma Yoga, Yoga of Actions. And so far we have learned that act we must because we are part of this Prakriti. The Prakriti functions because each individual constituent parts work with each other. Just as we have seen in a cycle of rain, during the summer the ocean water becomes clouds and then clouds become rain and the cycle continues. So there is a cycle in this Prakriti which is dependent on its constituent parts. And the Prakriti, this manifest world, works because each constituent part work with each other. We being part of this Prakriti, we have our own duties and we need to fulfill their duties. So the advice is, perform all your ordained duties, the duties which come with the roles which I take in my life. I take a role of a father, role of a husband, role of an employer, an employee, a son. Whatever role I take, I should perform those actions. So once I have understood that this is a part of my duty, I have to continue acting. But then I have come to realize that these actions create bondage. The bondage of actions and reaction, the reward and punishment. So how do I get out of this? Bhagavan said, act without attachment. If you act with the sense of doership, you are responsible for your actions, and therefore, either you will get the credit for it or a punishment for it. So act without attachment, and you will not be bound by your actions. And then the next thing we have seen is that even though I consider that I have nothing more to do now, I have achieved everything I need to achieve, you will still continue to act. Because other people are following your example. As human beings, we have a tendency to follow others. To act in our life, we need some role model, we need some guidance, we need some standards. And those standards are other people whom I consider to be my role models. I follow them. And I become role model for others, and therefore at any given time, I should be acting in an appropriate manner so others who are following me get the right role model standard to act for themselves. Once I have considered that I'm not attached and I'm working, I'm now working for the Loka Sangraham, for the welfare of the society. And Bhagavan said, even you can look at my own example as the creator. I have nothing to gain in this three world, but I continue to work as the lawgiver and law enforcer in this universe. This universe is never without laws. There are no weekends in our natural laws. Law of physics doesn't stop functioning because now it's the leap year. On 29th of February, say, I don't know what to do. There is no exception in nature because the creator remained as the lawgiver and law enforcer in this universe. So we're going to look at I as the creator. Even though I have nothing to gain, I continue to work because if I do not work, this world will cease to exist. The cycle of creation, maintenance and destruction continues because the creator continues to support it. That substratum which creates the substratum for this universe is always present in the universe to function. I is the part of the Prakriti should follow that lead and do the same. Continue to act even when I don't consider that I have anything to gain. Just for the welfare of the society. Even when you consider that other people are acting with attachment. Now I have come to the conclusion that the best way to act in this world is, one, do my duties as ordained by my roles I play, but act without attachment. So have no attachment to your actions and perform actions. But I know that the world is not made up of all those detached sannyasis. The people needs motivation for them to act. Their motivation may be the goals they want to achieve in their life, their attachment to their actions, their passions. I, as the one other Jnani, have a responsibility to make sure that they don't get confused by this high philosophy. So the next verse says, Na buddhi vedam janayet agnanam karmasanginam. It's a great responsibility on a person who has achieved knowledge, that with my knowledge, I don't confuse others. You know, in our Gita class, the one common thing we hear is, I'm more confused now than I was before I came to this class. More you know, more you will know than more I don't know. And that's a biggest responsibility on the part of the wise person to guide the society in a right manner so that people don't take the wrong message from your advice. One person was alcoholic. So his father or a teacher wanted to give an example and say, let me show you what an alcohol does to you. So he takes a glass of alcohol, puts a little, you know, worm in it, and the worm obviously, after a while, you know, dies. He said, did you see what happened? Said, yes, yes, I understood what happened. If I drink alcohol, all the worms on my stomach will die. One person was trying to find out where is the brain of a cockroach. I was a researcher, obviously, like Guptaji and all the people we have. So I'm going to find out where is the brain of the cockroach in his body. So he puts the food in front of the cockroach. Cockroach runs toward the food. So he figures out the brain. Cockroach does have a brain. He goes to the food. Now let me find out where the brain is. So he breaks his one leg. The cockroach limps towards the food. So he still has so that brain was not in that leg. He breaks another leg. Still limps to that. So brain was not in that leg. He breaks the last leg and the cockroach can move toward the food and say, I figured out. The brain was in the last leg which I broke. From your observations and conclusions and the advice that you hear, unless you're prepared for that, you may come to the wrong conclusion. So it's the great responsibility in the teacher and the wise people to guide the society appropriately without confusing them. Na buddhi bhedam janayet agnanam karma sanginam. The ignorant people who are working in this world with attachment, you should not create confusion in their mind so they stop working. See, there was a time when some philosophies make people giving up everything and become sannyasi or a monk is the real goal of life. Well, after all, figured out the society just can't function like that. If all the young people become sannyasis, who would support the social security for people like me who would be retiring? We need people to work. So you should not unsettle them. Josayat sarva karmani vidvan yuktaha samacharan. For a vidvan person, the one who is knowledgeable and is yukta, who is balanced, he knows how to motivate people. And if they are working with an attachment, encourage them to work. Josayat sarva, somehow engage all of them in actions. So the action doesn't stop. Because if they are acting, there is a chance that sometime they will understand what is the right way to act. Swamiji gives an example that if I am driving in a wrong direction, if I stop driving, I will never reach the right destination. But if I continue driving and then ask somebody and find a direction, then continue driving, I will reach my destination. All the time, the operative word is driving. As long as I keep driving and then correct my direction, I'll find destination. So it is up to us not to confuse our children, people who listen to us and say, this is of no value. What are you going to gain in life? Just do meditation. And that's not the way to guide the society, Bhagavan said. So anybody who has the criticism that the Hinduism teaches passivism, it teaches actions consistently all throughout your life. There is no discussion of retirement here. That Bhagavan says, please make sure as a Vidwan person that all people are engaged in actions. Because activity is the signature of nature. Prakrutehe kriyamanani gunaihi karmani sarvasaha. Then where is this confusion coming between the one who is acting with an attachment and one who is acting without an attachment? Why the one acting without an attachment is more efficient and one with acting with an attachment is less efficient? The reason for me to act without attachment is not to detach myself from what's happening, but to become more efficient in what I'm doing. More I get attached, more my mental energy will be dissipated into the worries about what will come out of my actions. That I will be employing one third of my energy into what may come out of my actions, one third of my energy into what happened last time when I did this. Only one third energy is available for me to. Last proposal I did not win it. Am I going to win this one? That will take away my complete focus on what needs to be done. Therefore, detachment is necessary. That I focus on the present only and function in it. But where is this confusion coming for me where I get attached to my actions? And it says, this ignorance about how the world works. The actions in this world are working by their own nature. Prakrutehe kriyamanani gunaihi karmani sarvasa. All actions performed in this universe are performed because of the gunas of the prakriti, of the objects. But I, on the other hand, think I am the doer. Ahankara vimudhatma. Out of my ignorance, by my ego, karta aham iti manyate. I think I am the doer. Even though guna guneshu vartantaha, we are not island by ourselves, but we can function by ourselves. If everybody moves away from this town, and I'm the only one left, for a few days there will be a very fun, because I could walk into Starbucks, nobody can stop me, get a cup of coffee myself, go to the food line and get whatever grocery I want. After some time, there won't be anything to do for me because there's nobody else doing anything for me. I am surviving because other people are doing their part. Therefore, I'm functioning as I'm functioning. Once I come to that conclusion that things are working because these constituent parts of this prakriti are working with each other, then I will not develop the ego that I am the doer. I go to the lab and take the hydrogen, oxygen and put them together and it becomes water. Now I say, I created water. I said, no, Neil. Hydrogen and oxygen acted on each other and they behaved as per their qualities to create water. You are just the mere agent to put them together. So you are not the doer. You are just the nimitta matra. Ahankara vimudhatma karta aham iti manyate. He starts thinking that I am the doer. Whereas the actions are performed by the prakriti by its own nature. Everything in this prakriti has sattva, rajas and tamas, the basic ingredients in each thing. Those ingredients, when they come in contact with each other, they function according to their own nature. So, two atoms come together, no atomic scientist to do, engineer to do anything. Those atoms will act with each other according to their own gunas. Prakrutehe guna sammudaha sajante guna karmasu. One who is ignorant about this nature of prakriti and the gunas of prakriti, he gets attached to the actions. So when I do something and then I get success, I'm now attached to my actions because I think I achieved this success. I forget that what I submitted as my project, there are about 18 people in my office has to work on it. They put their own talents into it for that something to become successful. But now I take my credit and say, I'm successful. So it's a one who is not knowing that the gunas in the prakriti are creating all the actions in this world. They get attached to this. So in now my case, my mind, my intellect and my body are actually part of the prakriti. There is a loan to me right now for me to function in this world. They are my equipment, not me. My body, my mind, my intellect are my equipment. Those equipment are functioning according to their own gunas. My body cannot do what Muhammad Ali did, right? If I go to the boxing ring and say, last 2 years I had been reading about boxing and became champion about boxing. Now let me go into a ring and fight whoever the current champion is. My body has its own guna. It will be pulverized in the first round. As long as I understand that this body has its own guna, mind has its own guna, intellect has its own guna, and they are acting in this world. When they come in contact with the objects of this world, they are performing according to their own guna. When I assign those my actions to my mind and intellect, I am not attached to them. As soon as they are attached to my mind as I am doing it, I am happier by doing it, I am now attached. But if I say, what can I do, it's my stupid mind, then at least I am not into it. So, prakritehi guna sammudaha sajante guna karmasa. When I take all my actions of my mind and into my actions, that's my ego, which says, I am the doer. Now I'm also responsible for the results. In my dream, all the actions I have performed, as a dreamer I was responsible and therefore I was suffering or enjoying. As soon as I woke up, I disassociated myself from the dreamer. I'm not responsible for it. Because I am now a knowledgeable person. Tan krishna vido mandan krishna vit na vichalayet. However, person with a perfect knowledge, he should not unsettle the person with that ignorance in making him stop working in the field of his actions. A great responsibility when you become knowledgeable. First responsibility is you make sure that you know the knowledge correctly. And once you know the knowledge, make sure that you are not confusing others. So Bhagavan said, the man of perfect knowledge should not unsettle the foolish who are of imperfect knowledge. Because even with the wrong ideas, they are still contributing towards the welfare of this world. I may be donating money right now because I want my name at the Hindu center or wherever. But at least I am donating, right? But tomorrow I get the idea that, oh, this is all nonsense. Why should I be donating this? Stop donating. Well, then I actually stopped doing something a little good I was doing. You know, as I said, all these charitable organizations are corrupt and therefore I'm not donating. Well, you are cheating out those poor kids who are getting even the 20 cents out of your dollar. That's what Bhagavan said, do not unsettle the minds of the people who are still not ready yet to receive this knowledge. That's why the qualification of a student is very important. This knowledge should be parted in a manner that he continues to doing what is good he is doing and then turn around and do in a right way. Tattva vittu mahabaho guna karma vibhagayoho. The one who is tattva vit, one who is the who knows the essence, he knows the divisions between the guna and the karma. What is actions and how the actions are performed by the gunas, the person of knowledge knows. And therefore, guna gunesu vartantaha iti matva na sajjate. The gunas of my senses and my mind and my intellect are acting with the gunas of the world of objects. Having known that, he will not get attached to my actions. As I said, therefore, the actions of my mind, actions of my intellect, actions of my body are not my actions. I am not the one who is taking any credit for it. I am the Sakshi Chaitanya. I am just a witness. And as a witness, whatever I can do to improve my mind and intellect, I will do it. But I will not take the credit or blame for it. With that, we'll stop here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.